Penguin Random House Canada presents Permanent Astonishment, a memoir by Thompson Highway. Read for you by Jimmy Blair. For all the families who have undergone an experience such as described in this book, my heart goes out to you.
Kagitao ita si ikuntimak. Koyas kimam tu ni timi tinawao. Kapi.
Don't mourn me. Be joyful. Renee Highway, November 6, 1954 to October 19, 1990. Author's note. This is a shapeshifter book, residing in the space between fact and fiction, the fantastical place of memory and dream. It is a book imagined and written in my head and in my heart in what surely is one of the most joyful and funniest languages on earth. Notes on pronunciation of the Cree language. 1. The soft G, as in gem, exists not in Cree. All G's are hard, as in get. Names such as George are, of course, the exception. 2. Then there is the double vowel, A-O, that ends many words but is hard to pronounce for non-Cree speakers. Iskoyo, woman, Napeo, man, and Kinuseo, fish, are three examples. My suggestion is that you turn the A-O into an A-O. Said quickly, it comes out sounding the way it's supposed to. That is to say, it's not Isquao, but rather Isqueo. 3. There exist two kinds of A in Cree, the long and the short. Sagak, thick bush, and Asamak, snowshoes, are two examples. English equivalents would be canal and attack, which, rightly speaking, should be spelled C-A-N-A-A-L and A-T-T-A-A-C-K. That, in any case, is how I solve my problem, by using both the single A and the double A. 4. With two-syllable words, there are, of course, exceptions to the rule, the stress is almost always on the second syllable. Examples are wachusk, muskrat, which would rhyme with the tusk, and metas, pants, which should rhyme with a pass. 5. As northwestern Manitoba and northeastern Saskatchewan, the regions described here, were missionized by the Roman Catholic Church starting in the second half of the 19th century, and because that church's missionaries were almost exclusively French from Quebec, they baptized us not only with French names, but names of saints and biblical figures in their religion. Hence the virtual epidemic of Josephs, Maries, Pierres, and Annes, to name but four among our people. Aside from that, two biblical names which appear in this book are Zebedee, which is Hebrew for gift of God, and who was the father of two of Christ's disciples, namely James and John, and Nicotine, which was our shortening and mispronunciation of Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a Pharisee who, among three appearances in the Bible, helped put Christ's body away after his crucifixion, thus bringing us to 6. Because we, at the time, spoke neither French nor English, nor read either language, we learned them phonetically, which is how and why we generally ended up with the hysterical results you will read here, keeping in mind two other factors in this equation. A. Cree and Dene were unwritten languages up to very recently. In fact, we, the current crop of native writers, are the first generation to commit them to paper, thus giving us the freedom to invent our own spellings, which is what I do with great pleasure. Here are two illustrations of names and the sense of humor that makes them special. Jean-Baptiste and Angélique. As Jean-Baptiste is pronounced in French as Jean-Baptiste, what comes off the Cree tongue is samba cheese, which is how I, with my Cree writer's license, choose to spell it. Also keeping in mind that samba and cheese meant nothing to us, just as kagitu michisk more than likely means nothing to you. As for Angélique, it is pronounced in French as Angélique, and so comes out in Cree as aslik, keeping in mind that the two words again meant nothing to us. But because there were several asliks in the village and other villages on Reindeer Lake, and several samba cheeses for that matter, we had to distinguish them one from the other with certain descriptive prefixes. So because this one particular Aslik was of a certain size, we called her Big Angelique, which comes out in Cree as Mist Aslik. Keeping in mind that as in English, with its big and large, Cree has two words for big. The first is Magi, as in Magi Palm, big thigh. The second is Mist, or Misty. The difference being that if the noun the adjective precedes begins with a consonant, the word is Misty, as in Misty Bob, which means Big Bob. And if the noun it precedes begins with a vowel, then the Y is omitted, so that the prefix ends up as Mist, as in Mist Aslik. As for the others, they are just the way the Cree tongue tried to accommodate the English or French language. Examples are Happy Doll, Rudolph, Stare, Esther, Aruzali, Rosalie, Cecilia, Cecilia, and Half-Ass, Alphonse. Notes on a few additional terms. Mamik. In Cree, there are two words for the idea of south. One is Sawanuk, which means the cardinal direction. The other is Mamik, which also means the cardinal direction, but is more sociological in connotation. Slightly disdainful, it means in the south, where the Munyas live. The insinuation being, so who'd want to go there? Métis, half-breed. The original meaning of Métis was someone who is half-Cree and half-French. It comes from the French word for half, as in moitié. A half-breed, on the other hand, is someone who is half-Cree and half-English, or half-Scottish, or half any other kind of white European. Munyas. A generic term, a nickname if you will, that we use to indicate non-native people. Strictly speaking, it has no meaning. In fact, the closest I can come to defining it is he or she who is not very good at whatever he or she is doing. But then that's not it either. It just sort of touches ever so slightly on the act of teasing. Ultimately, it is a charming word. Far from insulting, rather does it throb with guarded affection. Ni and Kuthsli. The first Cree, the second Dene. Both are the most common words in either language, and both are expressions meaning good grief, or as if, or oh, come on. With the Cree, the more outrageous the story being told, the longer the reaction to it, as in Nyeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeee for homosexual, queer, fag, dyke, or whatever, only much less abusive. In a word, more respectful. It means a person has two spirits, one male, one female, and that both are equally valid. Frequently, though there are of course always exceptions, they are magic people who bring the colors of the rainbow to the black, white, and boring and dangerous world of heterosexuality. Let's put it this way. Without them, Cher would have nothing to wear and have no hairdo. Wisagichak. The Cree incarnation of the trickster, the god of laughter, the insane clown spirit who motors the Cree language. Central to their character is their unfettered concupiscence, for their sexual pleasure has no limit, which is why virtually every second word of the language pulsates with sexual innuendo, hence the over-the-top, wild sense of humor that lives at its core. Indeed, one finds resonance of this aspect of the trickster's persona in the figures of the Greek gods Priapus and Dionysus. Cree has no gender. Witigo. The Cree cannibal spirit who eats men's flesh and, more important, their souls, their spirits. He, in fact, is a metaphor for starvation, which, in those parts back then, was an ever-present menace. He is also, by association, a metaphor for evil, the nearest idea we have to Satan. Machais. 1. I was born and raised on the most beautiful location on the face of the earth, northern Manitoba, where it meets Saskatchewan, the Northwest Territories, and what, since 1999, has been called Nunavut. Not only has this region of the world been blessed by nature 1,000 times, its remoteness ensures its status as the world's best-kept secret. To this day, no one has seen it, and no one ever will, except for those of us who come from there, the Cree, the Dene, and the Inuit. And even then, so few are we in number that we are almost invisible against such vastness. and vast it is. This from my sister.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?